Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And it's just going to be you and me for the next rest of the hour. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. Something I do every year about this time, and that's just sort of to review a few fundamentals, some things that I think are important for you to be successful as a small business owner. These are things that I try to practice. These are things that it's good for me to remind myself of these things. You know, physician, heal thyself, so to speak. Some of the things I want to talk about today are fundamentals of managing our businesses, the management fundamentals, including a couple of fundamentals on managing people. And by the way, these things that I'm going to be talking about are part of the series, the nine article series that I'm doing right now on management fundamentals, operating fundamentals, that you can find on the website smallbusinessadvocate.com. So those of you who read my newspaper column, you will find those there, and also those of you who subscribe to my newsletter can find those there, these articles there. And the first thing I want to talk about today is what I call Blasingame's first law of aggregation. And that is, your employees' success in their assignments ultimately aggregate for and accrue to the owner. That's you, right? Now think about that. This is a very important attitude for you to take, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very important concept for you to grasp. And you may be doing it, but you may not be conscious that you're doing it. Or if you may not be doing this, and you may not be conscious, you may not be conscious that you're not doing it. But either way, in either of those cases, it's going to be better for you if you actually are aware of what you're doing. If you're actually thinking about this, this is the first law of aggregation, and it's all about subordinating your own success to the success of your employees. Now think about this: you got a business. And you have employees. Now, I know some of you small business owners don't have employees, but you may one day. But this is for those folks who have employees. Why have you hired these people? Why are they there? What is their purpose for being in your business? Well, because you needed to have some things done that you didn't have the time to do. You needed to have some things done that you didn't need to do anymore. There are other things that you need to be doing. You need to be elevating the jobs that you do, the tasks that you do, the things that you focus on. You need to be elevating those up so you can be focusing more on some of the more macro issues. Where's the company going? That sort of thing. So you hire an employee because you need them to help you to take care of these other tasks. So you're leveraging their energy, their time, their commitment. You're leveraging them to grow your business, to help you get this business farther down the road, to get it bigger, to get it more successful, hopefully it makes more money, that sort of thing. So that's the reason why you hired these people. Well, remember, it's the 21st century. These people aren't indentured servants. And don't forget this, folks. In this current day and time, even with the economic challenges we got now, it's not easy to find good people. You already know that, don't you? So these are people, the people who work for you, if they're the right people, if you've got the right people, then you need to make sure that you're motivating them in a way that makes them want to stay and want to do well, right? Of course. Well, one of the ways you do that, one of the ways you motivate them, is by helping them to be successful in their assignments. And taking your credit, feeding your ego through their success. In other words, don't be thinking about, you know, this is what I've done, this is my success, you know, I'm so excited about what I've accomplished. Have that attitude about them. Help them feel that way about themselves. Because if they're working for you, if they're in your business, everything that they do in their being successful in their assignment, it all rolls up and accrues to you. Aggregate your employee's success and find your success there. That's the key. Subordinate your own ego to their ego and their success. Help them to be successful, and you will be too. 2012, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. We're back at 1710. A little Jimi Hendrix for you there. Classic from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for continuing to be with me. And we're talking about some operating fundamentals, just you and me. And one of the things that I wanted to touch on a little bit, I can't go any much further in this conversation about management fundamentals without talking about trust. Now, you know, a lot of people would think, man, what's trust got to do with management fundamentals? You know, that doesn't sound like a management fundamentals topic. Well, you know, it really is, because if you think about it, let's think about the role that trust plays in our lives, ladies and gentlemen, in every aspect of our lives. You know, when we buy products, we trust the manufacturer to make them right, don't we? To make them safe. We trust them to do what they say they'll do. We trust them to stand behind the product. When we go to a restaurant and eat, we trust the people who run the restaurant to serve us wholesome and safe food, don't we? Well, yeah, you know, yeah. Sometimes that trust falls through and mistakes are made and people get sick, that kind of thing. But for the most part, think about how many people eat during any given day at a restaurant, and how many people get sick. It's a pretty good process, isn't it? Because of the trust that we have. When you and I drive down the road, there is between us in many cases, between us and the oncoming traffic is a little line. Maybe not even a line, depending on where you live. So we trust the people on the other side to stay on their side and not run into us, don't we? So trust is, and there are a zillion examples of trust. Trust is the oxygen of our lives in a lot of ways, isn't it? So it should become. I think it should become, as R.K.C. and Cuddy has taught us, as Stephen M.R. Covey has taught us. Both of these guys. Have been our trust experts in the brain trust. You know, we've got to learn to be a little bit more overt in the way we think about trust, a little more intentional in the way we think about trust. In a working environment where trust exists, your goals and objectives are available to all managers and employees so they can understand the rules in reaching those milestones. You trust them with that information. When you trust your staff with your vision, you're treating them like contributing partners instead of laborers, instead of indentured servants. You elevate them to a level that makes them feel a lot better about themselves and a lot better about their work. Remember all of the surveys we've done recently? And since just this year, we've covered three or four different surveys on employee engagement. And those numbers have been abysmal. Most of the time, less than 30% of employees were actually very much engaged. And so the engagement elements, folks, are engagement factors of employees in the marketplace today are terrible. One of the ways I think you can fix that We can all fix that is with trust. And you can do it in your company. You can't worry about other companies, but you can do it in your company. If you do it in your company and I do it in my company, then we can start making a difference. I really believe this, folks. You're allowing, when you trust people with your vision, you're allowing them to assume ownership of the company's future. Not ownership of the company, ownership of the company's future. And that's important to them. Remember what Napoleon said. A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. That's what we're talking about. In the absence of trust, folks, employees may feel like they like you have a plan, but they're not part of it. Trust promotes performance and retention, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say that again. This is going to be on the test, folks. Trust promotes performance and retention. Employees who feel like stakeholders take initiative and are more resistant to other employment overtures. Think about that. How would you like to make sure you keep the good people you have? How would you like to have a little worker bee that's sitting on the shoulder there, a little conscience sitting on their shoulder when somebody tries to hire them away from you and they think about, you know what? I don't know if I can replicate the kind of trust I have with my boss. I'm happy where I am. Think about that. That's the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. It can be much more powerful than an offer of more money. And if you have underperformers, they might be underperforming because you haven't trusted them. Think about this. Invest a little trust in them. Try that. If you got an underperformer, maybe it's not their fault. That's one of the things I always assume whenever I have an underperformer. It's something I haven't done well. And so I give them the chance to redeem themselves. I try to redeem them myself. Maybe I'm the one that needs to be redeemed. And so think about this, folks. If you've got an underperformer, invest a little trust in them. Give them a little bit of something that they can be excited about, that they can feel that you've trusted them with. And then watch what happens. If nothing happens, they need to go. You need to show them how to go find a better life somewhere else. But what I think you might find, you might see a little spark of excitement. You might see a little grain of engagement. How about that? Wouldn't that be exciting? Trust can do that, ladies and gentlemen. Building an organization, as R.K.C. and Cuddy has taught us, building an organization based on trust requires leaders, not drivers. Leaders who create and maintain trust as an organizational way of life. We'll come back. We've got more to come. More of this, these nuggets right after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Does everybody really know what time it is? Mr. John Mellencamp. Sometimes known as John Cougar, Johnny Cougar, John Cougar Mellencamp. You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. One of those kind of things. I think he's just John Mellencamp right now. Anyway, he's a good Indiana boy. Good music, too. Let me tell you about... I want to give you my website, too, because I want to remind you about how to go to an outstanding website, folks, that is built just for you, and it's free. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Show up. Use our stuff. The archives of past shows we've done, including the one that we did yesterday, are already up there. The ones we're doing today are going to be up, you know, not long after I go off the air. You can podcast them. You can convert them onto a CD. You can listen. You can stream them. Whatever you like. We got lots of different ways. You can use our stuff in time shift even, and burn it onto a CD. Put it in your iPod. Take it with you on your bike or your car or whatever. You're on your walk or your run, and. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of other stuff there, too. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also check out our blog, which is jimsblog.biz. That's also at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I was going to say our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. Okay, here's one last thought I want to remind you. This is another management fundamental that I wanted to talk to you about today. You know how much I think outsourcing is a way should become a way of life for you, don't you? Have you heard me talk about this before? Those of you who haven't, listen up. Those of you who have, listen up again. because this is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Outsourcing is the best thing to ever happen to small business since the PC, since the personal computer. It's the best thing because for two reasons. Outsourcing, ladies and gentlemen, is along with technology, is the reason why you and I are going to control. We're going to take charge of the 21st century small businesses. You and I are emerging. This whole sector of the marketplace is emerging as the leader of the economy for two reasons: technology and outsourcing, in my opinion. And here's what I mean about outsourcing. Outsourcing, there are two kinds of outsourcing. One is the internal kind, the other is the external kind. The internal kind is where you actually don't do certain tasks yourself. You hire somebody else to do it for you. You ask somebody else to outsource, to take a project on for you, to do your accounting, to do your payroll, to do your shipping, your freight, whatever it might be. Some tasks, the PR, the advertising planning, all that kind of thing, whatever it might be. Purchasing, maybe it's purchasing. Yeah, that's being done right now. Warehousing, sometimes people are outsourcing their warehousing management. Lots of different things. And so what that allows you to do is it allows you to focus on your core competencies, ladies and gentlemen, the main thing that you're in business to do. You didn't decide to start a business so you could calculate payroll. That's not what you do. I mean, it might be, but that's not what most of us do. I'll get to you in a minute if it is. You're in business to do whatever it is that you do. The widgets that you make, the widgets that you service or deliver, or whatever it might be. That's the business you're in. Let somebody else do these other things that are not your core competencies. And by doing that, you'll get it done oftentimes cheaper, more professionally, more accurately, and more timely, and allow you, give you back time, you and your other people, time to focus on what you do, what your core competencies are. Now, that's internal outsourcing. External outsourcing is where outsourcing is your business model. It's part of your business model. Remember I talked about the payroll a minute ago? If you're in the business of doing payrolls, you're an accountant, let's say, and you want to help people manage their payroll, you want to do that for them, maybe you've got in a package, you're an outsource for them. That's your business model. There are many ways that you can create a product. Part of your business model is to take over assignments, take over tasks from other people, and you do it for them. You become the vendor, the outsourcing vendor. Like I mentioned a minute ago, for you to go out and find other people to help you, you become the person who helps them. And guess what? More and more big businesses want small outsourcing companies to help them. That's your job, to become vertically integrated as an outsourced resource. Ladies and gentlemen, remember what I said. The two reasons why small business is going to continue to be so important in the 21st century is technology and outsourcing, both ways, in and out. So think about that as you go through the day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.